Welcome to Primo Medico Fachärzte Talk, health explained in an understandable way. In this podcast channel, we talk about selected medical topics in collaboration with medical specialists. The following content comes directly from the respective specialist and is presented by a digitally recorded voice, expertly scrutinized, clearly explained. Primo Medico, health to listen to. The chances of recovery from pancreatic cancer depend heavily on how early the tumor is detected, explains Professor Tobias Keck, specialist in visceral surgery and director of the Department of Surgery at the University Medical Center, Schleswig-Holstein Campus Lübeck. Is it still true that pancreatic cancer is almost always fatal?
Over the past 20 years, considerable progress has been made in the treatment of pancreatic cancer, also thanks to modern surgical procedures. But pancreatic cancer is and remains a very aggressive tumor. If we are able to radically remove the cancer at an early stage and then treat it with chemotherapy, we can achieve a significant increase in survival time and, in some cases, even a cure. The problem, however, is that pancreatic cancer is unfortunately often only recognized at a late stage.
What are the chances of surviving pancreatic cancer?
If it is discovered at an early stage, PT1, and the surrounding lymph nodes are not yet affected, the survival rate after 5 years is 50%. Patients with inoperable pancreatic cancer and/or metastases, on the other hand, only have a life expectancy of less than 1 year. This is why it is so important that patients with suspected malignant or benign pancreatic tumors start treatment immediately. Every delay, every month of waiting can cost valuable time and drastically reduce the chances of surviving this aggressive cancer.
Why are pancreatic cancers so dangerous?
Pancreatic tumors grow very quickly and form metastases at an early stage, both in the surrounding lymph nodes and in the liver or lungs. Due to late detection, surgery is then no longer possible in many cases. However, new studies have shown that whether the tumor and its metastases respond to treatment depends on the biological structure of the tumor. In the case of pancreatic tumors with oligometastases, which are limited to a maximum of 3 to 5 sites, prior neoadjuvant chemotherapy can cause the tumor mass to shrink and make surgery possible.
What determines whether an operation can be performed or not?
We discuss each individual case in a tumor board attended by doctors from various disciplines. The first step is the molecular characterization of the tumor and the question of whether it will respond to neoadjuvant chemotherapy. Based on this data, we advise on the best therapy for each patient. The standard is surgery, which in the best case scenario results in complete resection plus adjuvant chemotherapy.
How stressful is pancreatic surgery for patients?
The operation takes between 5 and 6 hours, and most patients come through it well. This is also due to the fact that we perform as much minimally invasive surgery as possible using the so-called keyhole technique. This gentle surgical procedure allows patients to get back on their feet quickly. And thanks to this option, adjuvant chemotherapy can also be carried out quickly afterwards. If the patient is too weakened by the operation, this follow-up treatment would be difficult.
How often can minimally invasive and robot-assisted pancreatic operations be performed?
We try to use these modern pancreatic surgery procedures whenever possible, even when removing cysts in the pancreas, which are considered possible precursors to pancreatic tumors. During robot-assisted minimally invasive surgery, I use the technology to immerse myself in the patient. I can see the surgical field three-dimensionally and magnified 12 times. Instead of standing over the patient for hours on end, I sit at the console and operate delicate instruments without tiring and without disturbances in my surroundings. This is an enormous gain in precision and safety. In the case of advanced pancreatic cancer, which requires not only tumor removal but also vascular replacement, we perform open surgery.
How successful are operations for pancreatic cancer?
Firstly, I measure my success by how radically I can remove the tumor. Secondly, I want to perform the procedure with as few complications as possible. And thirdly, I want to enable the patient to leave the hospital again quickly and start the subsequent chemotherapy quickly. These are the parameters for this very large, complex operation. It is extremely important that the procedure is performed in a center that can not only demonstrate a high number of pancreas operations per year, but whose overall structure also has a well-thought-out complication management system. The minimum requirement for clinics that perform pancreas operations is just 10 operations per year. That's not enough. In my opinion, it should be at least 50. We operate on more than 100 patients here at the Lübeck campus every year and need this experience to be able to manage special situations and complications.
What needs to change so that pancreatic cancer can be diagnosed earlier and treated successfully in future?
The most common problem is that patients are referred to us too late. We need to raise awareness of this disease among patients themselves, but also among GPs and specialists. Patients with symptoms and cystic changes in the pancreas should be referred to specialists immediately. Diabetes patients who suddenly experience severe weight loss should also be examined for pancreatic masses. Early detection and assessment, as well as adequate treatment of precursor lesions, are essential to reduce the risk of pancreatic cancer.
Thank you very much for the information, Professor Keck.
Gladly. It was a pleasure.
That was the specialist talk by Primo Medico, your first choice for medical specialists. Would you like to hear more interviews from clinical practice? Then subscribe to our free podcast channel, the Primo Medico Specialist Talk. You can find more information about health and our medical specialists at primemedico.com. See you next time at Primo Medico, when it's time to listen to health again.